Welcome to GVC Unplugged, a podcast made by employees for employees. Hear interviews and discussions with coworkers, stay informed about GVC news and projects, and catch up on the latest news and happenings at the co-op, and more. Let's get started.
Brand manager Tammy Guthrie here. If you haven't already noticed, keep an eye out for marketing and logo changes that reflect our new tagline, Delivering More. We all know that we are cooperative, delivering electric, internet, and beyond the meter services, and now we're doing more than ever to make sure our customers know too. If you have any questions about our new branding, send me a message at tguthrie@gvec.org. Enjoy your podcast.
Hey, GVC team. Thanks for tuning in to the GVEC Unplugged podcast. You've got Brittany Bishop, CSR, and Gonzalez here today with what should be a very fun and entertaining episode. Today, I am joined by Zach Land, Gonzalez Line Superintendent, and Belen Sanchez, Lavernia Office Manager. Hello, everyone. How are y'all doing today?
Hey, we're doing good. How are you?
We're doing all right.
Good. I'm excited for today. For this episode, we will be doing something similar to Jimmy Fallon's True Confessions. It's similar to the game Two Truths and a Lie. Have y'all all seen the skit?
Yes.
Yeah, we have.
Great. Okay. Well, like I said, this is a play on that. What we will do is have one of us read a story and then the other two will try to figure out if it is a truth or a lie. Then we will go around the table to everyone and that will be round one. We will do a total of two rounds. Y'all excited? Well, let's get into it. We're going to start with Belen.
Okay, guys. So do y'all want to do A or B? Y'all pick.
B.
B. Let's do it.
B for Belen?
Yes.
Okay. So Ernest and I met while working at GVEC. What do you guys think?
What year did y'all meet?
Well, I can't say that right away because that...
I'm going to say it's true just by her face.
I don't know. I feel like it's a lie. I feel like they knew each other before. I don't know.
What was y'all's first date?
Our first date was the movies.
I was hoping she would say safety meeting because then they know.
Where at GVC did y'all meet?
Shirts, customer service.
In the office, like there, when you're working there?
Yes.
Did he come in?
He was working at GVC too.
Okay.
So final answer.
I don't know.
Zach?
I still think it's the truth.
I'm going to go with a lie.
So the answer is, it's a lie. We met in high school. So we met when I was a junior and he was a senior. So we've been together for quite some time already. I started here first. And then he came on and he worked at home. So we did work together for like a short period of time, sort of, because I was the CSR in the shirts office and he was working at GVC home. So, you know, I used to watch him through the window. And yes, so that's a lie. Okay, Zach, it's your turn.
Okay, so which one do you want me to pick, A or B?
Let's go with A. Just to
let's go.
See what that one is.
A. I started at the co-op or GVC right after high school.
What year was that?
2008.
What high school did you go to?
Steele High School in Cibolo.
Oh.
What office did you start at?
The shirts office on the underground side.
Okay.
So what made you apply for GVEC?
I didn't get into college.
Did you ever like have second thoughts when you started working here? Like, let me go back to school or you just loved it?
Well, I went to night school for a little while and then that didn't really work out. So no second thoughts.
I think I have my answer. I think it's the truth.
But I'm going to say a lie.
Lie?
Yeah, I think it's a lie.
When it says lie?
I'm going to go with the truth.
Truth? It is true.
Cool.
I guess it was right after high school, but it was a
month. So you've been here since 2008?
Yes.
Woo.
High school kid doing underground?
Yep.
Is that even safe?
For me back then, it was not. No.
Wait, this was your first job?
I had jobs in high school, but yes, my first real job.
Oh, okay.
Like after
that's
high
pretty
school.
Good for because kids typically do like Sonic or Bill Miller's.
Yeah, I worked at Dairy Queen.
I was at IHOP at the time, and then this came up. So it was either this or the military, and then GVC finally called. So
cool.
I feel like mine are not even GVC. Yours are both GVC related. Mine are just really random facts. So I guess I'm up next.
Yeah, your turn.
Okay.
Brittany.
Anyway, we'll just call this one A. And this one, well, let's do this. Way. This one A, this one B.
B.
B?
B for me.
B for Berlin and Brittany. Okay, ruled out. You didn't answer.
I got skipped.
Okay, this is really random, y'all. I once won a fight with a rooster.
That's dangerous.
It was dangerous.
What was the rooster's name?
He didn't have a name. He didn't need a name.
Where was this at?
This was at my house.
So did he scratch you up?
Almost. Almost. He was kind of like coming at me.
Wait, did you say you won the fight?
I won the fight, yeah.
So what'd you do to win?
Well, it was like I had to kick him with my boots. Thankfully, I had boots on that day.
How did the rooster fight happen? Like, what started the whole thing?
You know, roosters are just roosters. I was just walking to my car, minding my business, and here he comes. And so when it comes to roosters, you have to either fight them or you're gonna lose.
Did anybody help you or?
No, I was all by myself. There was no witnesses.
So you punted a rooster?
Basically.
How far did the rooster go after you punted it?
Well, I don't have very long legs, so he didn't go too far.
I'm going to say that this is the truth just because I just went through the same thing.
I'm glad you can relate.
You got a bunch of chicken kickers? Yeah. I'm going to say truth also. I don't think you can come up with that.
Yeah.
It is the truth. Yes.
It's a traumatic experience.
It is. Let me just tell you this. I don't have any roosters anymore.
That's because you kick them all.
Yeah. So funny story. I was coming to work. So I was dropping off my daughter. My mom lives on a hill and the rooster, they start making this weird noise. And I'm like, okay, what's up with this guy? So I'm like walking and I have my daughter and my son. And it starts like catching air and it's like coming at me. So I start trying to kick it and I have my daughter in my hand and I run to the front door and my mom opens the door and I'm like, I'm not going back out there. There is no way I'm going back out there. And my mom's like, Belen, stop being a chicken. Like she was like, just, it's fine. I open the door and that rooster is waiting for me. It is waiting for me.
Because you haven't won the fight.
Yes. So I'm like, no. I'm not going outside. You're going to have to walk me to my car. And she's like, I'm not going outside. You'll be fine. So I'm like, you know what? This is a rooster. There is no, whatever. So I go outside. Well, I kind of run outside and it comes at me again. Well, since I had on flats, I went to go kick it. My shoe goes flying. I have one shoe on. I'm screaming for my mom. I'm like 30 years old over here, like, Mom, help, help. That happened to me too. I couldn't believe it. And now I don't want to.
No.
No roosters for me.
No chickens.
Yeah.
No, I thought I would love them. No, yeah. No chickens.
Am I the only one in the room that hasn't gotten into a fight with a chicken or a rooster?
Possibly. Yeah. Pretty much. You should. It
sounds fun.
It's a fun experience.
I was scared. I thought I was going to get scratched. They fly. Like, they take air pretty good.
They do. Vicious little creatures.
Yeah.
I think the next podcast should be a fight with a chicken.
I thought I wanted chickens. No. The chickens are fine. And they lay eggs. They're purposeful. It's terrible. Yeah. Now I want goats. So, going back to Belen for round two.
Alrighty, guys. So, A or B?
A this time. We did B
last. I think so.
A. Okay. So as a CSR in the shirts office, a member came into my office and started chanting at me.
What were they chanting?
I'm not sure. She was just chanting and saying that she liked my aura.
Like she was like a psychic or something?
I'm not sure what she was.
Was this after the ice storm?
No, it wasn't. It was before. I think I was here for a few months.
So this didn't happen recently. It happened.
Yeah, a few years back.
How did she end up like leaving? Did you have to like escort her out?
I honestly don't remember. She probably wiped my memory.
She was chanting and she liked it. What did she like?
My aura.
Your aura.
So she did say, I like your aura. And she started chanting. I think I heard she said something about spirit.
Did she feel like connected to you?
So, what do you guys think? Brittany?
I don't know. I feel like it's true. You just never know what you're going to run into with a member.
I'm going to say false.
Okay, so Brittany's the winner.
Suck at this game.
This actually happened, so.
I totally believe it. Yeah. I can see that happening. Yeah.
So she just walked in the office and just started.
So we used to set up services for people back in the office. Like we would pull them into an office and I think whoever helped her was sitting where I was that day. So she just went, like she came in, the whole office saw that she just went straight into the office. I still remember I was getting up ready to go to lunch and she said, I really like your aura. She started chanting and I'm not really sure what it was, but she was doing like this motion with her hands. And I think like Colin and Courtney at the time, we all worked together and everybody was kind of freaking out because she was in my office. Like she was doing a chant. I don't remember the ending. I don't know how we got her to leave. But
would you chant back?
No. I think I was just staring at her like, what?
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
Chickens and chanting.
Yeah. It's a theme. All right, Zach.
All right, which one do you guys want? A or B?
Continue the A.
Let's go with it.
Okay.
With A?
Yeah.
I used to live in El Paso.
So if you lived in El Paso, Texas, when was that?
2000 to 2006.
So before you graduated high school.
Mm-hmm. Do you have family there now?
Nope.
What part?
Of El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
El Paso.
Did you visit New Mexico a lot?
New Mexico?
Yeah.
We did, yes.
I'm going to say that this is false.
I'm going to go with a lie as well.
Yeah,
a
lie.
It is true.
What?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, well, you played that off good because it sounded like you didn't know what you're talking about.
Because you were like, El Paso?
My dad used to work for UPS. And his job transferred him or us up there. And I'm pretty sure I got the years right too. I think it was 2000, 2006.
So you went to school there for
We moved back here and I started going to Steele my sophomore year.
Cool.
And then we used to, in New Mexico, Rio Doso, one of my aunts bought a cabin up there. So we used to go up there all the time.
Skiing, snowboarding. That's fun.
All the fun stuff.
That would be a benefit for living in El Paso. I don't know about anything else, but.
Have you been?
I've been through there. Yeah, I like driving to New Mexico. All right. A or B?
Let's switch it up. B.
Okay. While visiting my dad in Florida, we visited a park there and I was chased down by an alligator. Not a crocodile, an alligator.
What is up with you getting chased?
I know. These events are wild. I know.
What park were you in?
Myakka State Park. It's like a park you can actually go through and they're everywhere, like under bridges, like you're walking through the park. It's a really neat experience, honestly.
Getting chased?
No, not
or
getting
going
chased.
To the park.
Going to the park. You might just want to stay in your vehicle.
Yeah. How old were you?
This was 3 years ago now. So 20, how old am I? 26. I was 26.
Getting chased by an alligator.
What were you doing? You were just walking?
Just walking through.
Was it like a baby or?
No, it was like a full grown.
They run pretty fast.
Yes, they do.
Well, did you get chased too?
No, I've seen TV shows. Swamp Man.
National Geographic. Whatever it is. Louisiana people.
You two and wild animals.
Well, considering you have all your limbs.
Wait, I survived. I survived.
You survived? You're a survivor.
Yes. Yes, I'm a survivor against animal attacks.
So you were just walking through the park?
Yes. Yeah, you just walk through the park. It's a huge park, and there's different trails, like piers that go off over the water. I mean, it's really beautiful. It's just kind of scary at the same time.
I think the park is real, but I don't think getting chased by the alligators.
I'm going to agree with Zach.
But I'm not very good at this game because everything I've guessed has been wrong.
So. Well, come on. We're in this together. So false. It's a lie.
It is a lie. Yes. I did visit the park, but it was not chased. That was my fear, though. Okay. Like, I feel like I was really going to, but it didn't happen.
So could you see them, like, in the water?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, you could. Like, we saw one, like, eat a snake. It was wild. Like, it, like, jumped down the river and just ate the snake. It was wild. It's a really neat place to go to. And it is kind of scary, though, because it's not like you're at a zoo where there's fencing.
Yeah.
They're right there in front of you. It's crazy.
Were you there to take the rooster to feed it to the alligators?
I should have. Okay, awesome. So it looks like we have time for another round. So round three. You ready, Belen?
I'm ready. What do you guys want? A or B?
I don't remember what we picked last time, so.
Let's do. It. I feel like we keep doing B for Belen. Let's do A.
Okay. Let's switch it up. This is a good one. A few years ago, I fainted at work.
You fainted at work?
Fainted.
Like passed out.
Lights out.
I remember somebody fainting. I just don't remember who it was.
I don't remember this. So why did you faint?
I'm not sure. I just fainted.
So did you go to the hospital?
To add to this story, I was carried out by a stretcher.
So the paramedics came and everything?
The whole thing.
So did you go to the hospital?
I did.
Did they diagnose you with anything?
No.
You didn't have like low blood pressure?
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, the vitals weren't
maybe
good.
Maybe it's not a diagnosis, though.
Yes, low blood pressure, high heart rate.
What office was it in?
Shirt's office.
What do you think?
I'm going to say true.
I feel like it's true, too.
Okay. Well, yes. Yeah, you guys got it right.
I know. Point.
Finally.
We're tied.
Yes. Happened a few years back. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning. So I had my breakfast at my office and I went to go help Courtney DeBose. And so it happened right in front of her. So I was helping her with something and I just saw black. Well, I saw black out of one eye and the other eye was closing up and I ended up fainting, woke up, had all these paramedics surrounding me.
That's crazy. See, I don't have these experiences at work. They happen like outside of work for some reason, but that's crazy.
And chickens attack.
Yes. Yeah. That's crazy. Well, good thing everything was okay.
Yeah, everything's fine, but kind of embarrassed.
The only times I've ever almost fainted was when my wife was getting epidurals for having babies.
Just watching the needle go in?
Both times. It literally just almost fell over.
Why? Like, because you saw her getting, like, the shot?
The very first one, the guy was putting the needle in her back, and he said, like, your right side should go numb. And she was like, well, my left side's going numb. And I was in front of her, and, like, the dude popped up over her shoulder, and, like, the look on his face was like, oh, my God, I just completely screwed something up. And he started, like, backtracking the needle, and it just, like, super lightheaded, super hot, and I fell back into a chair. The nurse had a chair behind me, and she just threw me in the room, and I was just spinning around, like, freaking out.
Get out of the way.
Yeah. And then the second one, I had my eyes closed and everything, and I was trying not to think of that, and it same thing happened. Super hot, like cotton mouth, like that. And all of a sudden, it just same thing. Nurse came behind me. They noticed it before I did, and just bloop. And there I was wheeling around in a chair.
Wait, how many kids do you guys have?
Two.
Oh, so both times.
Both times.
So the next time you'll be prepared.
There won't be a next time.
So no.
We're good.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Zach, you're up.
I'm up.
That was your break.
Yeah, there you go. Which one?
Okay, A or B. What do you think, Belen?
What did we do last?
We did
A, right?
A for you, yes.
So B?
B?
B.
Yeah,
let's do it.
We got Julie's power back on within an hour during the ice storm.
Was this like the first day the winter storm came through?
It was, I think, second day.
I'm sure they all kind of ran together.
Yes.
So what was wrong?
We had water down.
How many houses? Was it just her house?
No, it was quite a few people.
What area?
Right behind the Shiner Park.
Okay. And you live in Shiner, right?
We do now, yes.
Yes. Okay. So that's beneficial because you're there already. How long was the wire replacement?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm sure you had a lot of those.
What do you drive?
Co-op truck?
Yeah, but what kind of co-op truck?
Just an F-150.
No bucket.
No bucket.
Oh, no. I didn't say I said we.
Oh.
GVC as a whole.
Oh.
Got
GVC. You're climbing the pole. I'm going to say false.
I feel like it could be true. I'm going to go with true.
It is false.
Oh.
She was out of power for like 3 days.
Oh, poor Julie.
That's how I knew that Shiner, Yorktown, Moulton area.
Yes.
They were down for the longest.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right. Poor Julie.
Man, I know those circuits now.
Yes. There you go.
I shouldn't know those circuits.
But yes, she was out of power for quite some time.
Was she calling?
Nope. Actually, everybody out there was actually very cool about it. So.
Very patient.
Very patient.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Well.
Okay. I guess I'm ready for this. A or B?
A.
How about? Yeah.
A. Okay. I once assisted in flying a puddle jumper plane.
What's the definition of a...
A puddle jumper?
Yeah.
It's just like a little plane that you go over the water in.
Where?
Like to an island.
Say?
In Belize.
Oh, you're fancy.
Right? It was like a honeymoon?
It was. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How did you assist?
Well, it wasn't by choice.
Did the guy faint or something? The real pilot?
No, he was still there, but he was like, hey, you're about the same size as me. He was a little guy. And he's like, you got to come up here with me.
So he was like the main one.
Yes.
And you just, did you have like your own seat? Your own?
Yes, like a little co-pilot seat, yes.
So you steered it?
Yes.
How far?
It wasn't very far. It was like a 15, 20 minute little flight. Wasn't very far.
How do you compare that to driving a car?
Terrifying.
That was a good question. I'm gonna say
I'm trying to win, so
I've been trying to win the whole time and it's not worked. I don't know. I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say false.
It's true.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Free lunch.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it, but I was like, no, you're going to have to pick somebody else to help you. And he was like, no, you're the smallest one on the plane for, I guess, the way they balance it. He's like, you have to. And I was like, okay, I'm ready for this. And it wasn't really like, I mean, he did all the controls. It was just literally just
steering
with him. Yeah.
So what happened to his co-pilot? Like,
they didn't have one. I don't know. It was Belize. It's a third world country. I guess that's how they roll there. They're like, you're now a co-pilot. Come up here. I don't know. It was sketchy though.
Did you get compensated?
Did you have to pay for the flight?
Free flight, right? No.
Wow, yes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was neat. It was a neat experience, yeah, for sure. I don't want to do it again.
You helped him steer it and all that?
Yes. Well, and as he was steering, it controls the other side as well.
So you just had your hand on the steering.
So it was like, you know, like the little kid driving a little car. That was fun. Do we have any truth or lies that we haven't talked about that y'all would like to share?
Yeah, go first.
Okay, I'll go. Okay, so I have 3 siblings.
False.
I was going to say, I feel like it's a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie.
It is, yes.
How many siblings do you
so
have?
So I have, there's 6 of us all together. So I have 5 siblings, 2 half-brothers, and then a brother and 2 sisters. Yes, big family. And I'm the oldest out of all of them.
You're the oldest?
Yes, it's been fun. And this is why I will only have 2 kids. Yeah. I feel like I've been watching kids my whole life.
Right. So we all have 2 kids.
Yes.
Both boys.
Both boys. That's awesome.
Girl.
Yeah.
Boy girl. Don't want
to. My son was so upset. He really wanted a brother. He punched my husband in the gut when he told him. Yes.
Is it a girl? Like, having a girl?
It's a girl. Yeah.
When are you due?
May 19th. My husband about fainted in the room whenever they told him it was a girl.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life.
Girls are so much fun. Sassy.
Yes.
Boys are easy. Boys are fun.
My 2.5-year-old's great.
Yeah.
The other one, he's a newborn, so we don't know yet.
Newborns are newborns.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kids wanted a sibling, so we got a dog.
That's a good compromise. It's a good compromise.
Go play outside.
Wyatt is the older one, and he kicked Walker in the head the other night.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Accident?
No.
Oh.
Jealous?
Oh, yeah. His face looked like he should have been on Criminal Minds or something. It was just like hate. I was like, what are you doing? So yes, after this, we are done. We will not have 5, or they will not have more siblings.
Kids are fun.
Yes, they are.
Like when we don't have the kids, we're like, what do we do?
I forget what I did before kids, honestly. I really don't know.
Well, that was one of my other things is I enjoy large crowds, and I used to. Uh-huh. I used to go out all the time, and now can't stand them. Don't want anything to do with them anymore. Just sit at home. And hang out.
It's my life. I'm like, I just want to be in my bed watching the ID channel. I don't want to have to do anything. But maybe that's just my pregnancy. I don't know. Usually I do want to go somewhere like fishing or
we're
on the
pretty
boat.
Active.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my adventures, obviously, I like to go do things.
You like to go get chased.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Animal adventures. My next one's going to be a shark attack.
That's crazy. So my last one was the meaning of the name Belen is Hebrew for the father's joy.
I don't know. I think that would be true. I feel like that's a truth.
I'm just going to go with her. Yes.
No, it's not. It's short. We actually researched it before we started because I was like, I need to be prepared. It's short for like Bethlehem.
Okay.
So I had another things that have happened in the shirts office. Everything in the shirts office. Nothing in Lavernia. Everything is great in Lavernia. This lady, like people typically, they're like, Belen, how do you say that? Blah, blah. Well, she was really intrigued by my name. So she went home, did research, came back the next day. She had about 10 papers of research that she wanted to go over with me.
Wow.
Like this happened. Like this really happened. It was pretty cool that somebody took the time.
She was that intrigued, yeah.
Yeah, like, she was.
She probably knew more about your name than you did.
Yeah, she really did. Like my parents would tell me growing up, like what it meant.
I have no idea what my name means, so.
Same. I think it's like origin from Britain or something, you know, nothing, nothing crazy. Well, I think that about wraps it up for this episode. Thank you to our guests for joining us today and playing along in our fun little game. If you enjoyed listening in to this episode and would like to hear more episodes like this, reply to the GVEC Unplugged email to give us your feedback. The same goes if you have ideas of how we can make the podcast more interesting. We want to hear from you. Be sure to subscribe to GVEC Unplugged Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Overcast to be notified when new episodes are released. Take care of each other, GVEC team, and stay safe till next time.